Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Trying to Live Like Jesus. As I record this message, my wife and I are enjoying an extended camping trip in the Northeast Georgia mountains, surrounded by the beauty of God's creation. Every Thursday night is karaoke night at this campground. If you have tried karaoke, you know that it's not easy to sing like the original artist. Yet people muster the courage to try. It's also not easy to live like Jesus did, but this should never stop us from trying to emulate him. The past two Thursdays, I gave karaoke my best shot by singing several songs. I love to sing, and I chose songs that I really like. Over the years, I have probably sung these songs a million times while singing along with the radio. When singing along with the original artist, I don't think I sound too bad. However, when singing alone in karaoke, I sing off pitch and off key. It is just plain scary to stand before an audience and try to sound like the original performer. Despite being nervous, the risk of embarrassment, and the reality that I am not that good, I still try. What about you? Have you ever sung karaoke? Karaoke is a form of entertainment in which people attempt to sound as close to the original artist as possible. To be honest, most people who try, including me, don't sound much like the original artist. But we sure have a fun time trying. In a karaoke-like manner, we Christians are called to emulate Jesus. We desire to love like Jesus did. We desire to show kindness to others like Jesus did. We desire to be gentle, caring, and thoughtful like Jesus was. We desire to be forgiving and merciful like Jesus was. In a metaphorical way, you could say that we are trying to sing like Jesus. In the end, however, just like with karaoke, we are never as good as the original artist. Clearly, the Bible calls us to be emulators of Christ. You could say it calls us to sing his tunes. Take a look at just a few verses. 1 John 2, verse 6 states, "Whoever claims to abide in him ought to live just as he lived." 1 Peter 2, verse 21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his footsteps." In 1 Corinthians 11, verse 1, Paul says, "Be imitators of me as I am of Christ." In Ephesians 5, verses 1 and 2, Paul states, "So be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over for us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma." Will we fall short when we try to live like Jesus did? Of course we will. The allures of this world and the temptation of sin will always cause us to sing off key. But we must keep trying. To live a Christian life, we must try our best to walk in Jesus' footsteps and live like he lived. It takes courage and commitment to try. Some people are afraid to try karaoke. They don't want to be embarrassed. Some Christians are also afraid to try to do some of the things that Jesus calls them to do. It can be scary to live a Christian life. It is often in conflict with the current trends in society. It can be scary to forgive someone who hurt you in some way. It can be scary to go out to help the homeless and hungry. What scares you most about being a Christian? There are similarities between singing karaoke and being a Christian, but there's one huge difference. No professional recording artist ever called us up on stage to sing their tunes. If they heard us, they would most likely cringe. On the other hand, Jesus called us by name to sing his tunes. Every day he invites us up on the stage of life to try our best to imitate and follow him. He knows we will likely be off key, and he's okay with that. He just wants us to do our best. In conclusion, I guess you could say that Christians are called to summon the strength and courage to sing Christian karaoke. Psalms 96, verse 1 and 2 tells us this: Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Therefore, let us all go forth singing his praises as we walk in his footsteps. Now, will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, I desire to live in love like Jesus did, but I seem to always fall short. Please forgive my shortcomings, pick me up when I fall, and grant me the courage to continue striving to be the best Christian I can be. Amen. Please go to my website where you can find a tab to click and you can send me your message. I always love to hear your comments. And also be sure to check out my new book, Blessed, Broken, and Scared. It's available in both Spanish and English. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget, you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.